because I've got, come up higher, I have things to show you. And I just love Jeremiah 33:3. I remember when my son-in-law had the accident and we were flying to Angie's place and we didn't know whether he was dead or alive. And up on my clock was, are you all right, sweetheart? Up on the clock was 333, and that was a scripture that I just said, he's going to be good, because the Lord says here, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And that's what I'm feeling today, you know, things that we do not know. As we call upon him, he is going to answer us. He's going to take us to higher places. He's going to give us things that we've never known before. Isn't that good, Clive? Come up higher. Okay, don't be earthbound. Come up higher. You know, the enemy, he does get us a bit negative, doesn't he? So don't let the negativity take over. The enemy brings discouragement, hopelessness, despair. You know, and when we go higher, we think of heavenly things. But when we look down, and it's all the hopelessness, disappointment, discouragement, you know, everything, that's the fear and the torment. The enemy just comes in like a flood. But God is saying, call unto me. I will answer you. That's not just me. Call unto me. Call unto me. He's saying, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things. Who wants great and mighty things? Yes! I want to see far more in the Spirit than I've ever seen before. I even had a miracle yesterday. Had an amazing day yesterday. I'm going, yes, God. You know, in the afternoon I said to Clive, pinch me. Did that really happen? Keep pinching me. But I got a phone call from my half-sister because, you know, my father left my mother just after we were about 3 months born. So we were only little. And he jumped the fence and got another lady pregnant. And this one that was a half-sister to me rang and said, we're coming to see you tomorrow, and my brother's here. And so I had a morning with John and Nanette, and I'm going, this is amazing. You know, and it was like God was talking to me and telling me about my father. And John said, do you know he always had a photo of you, Trish, and my twin, right close to his heart. And he used to get these photos out. And I'm going, he really did love me? He really did love me? And John said he never even didn't love you. And we were able to share and talk, you know. It was just like, this is amazing. And the two of them, it was just like you felt family. And John said, oh, we all look so alike. But I knew that I looked a bit different. I'm more my mother. But it was like there was definitely resemblance, you know. And even though you've never lived with them, because I never knew them until my mother died, even though you've never known them, they do the same thing as what you do. And it's like, oh my goodness. And then the mannerisms come out and I'm thinking, well, they didn't teach me that. But it's like, you know, and that's the Father that we've got, Daddy God, but he's loved us right from the start. He's got us close to his heart. And he's saying, you know, call unto me and I will answer you. He loves us far more than we'll ever know. But he wants to show us great and mighty things. And I just want to go briefly over a story in the Bible. That's good, isn't it? That's good. Firstly, I just feel, yes, I will. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, yes. I just feel that a lot of us have been so attacked in the church that it's actually annulled some of our call And, you know, we've stepped out and we've been crashed down. And, you know, I can think of times when I was just so on fire for God and my heart was so pure, and yet they read me wrong. They read me wrong. And I remember one time I was just weeping under the anointing of God, just weeping in intercession, and these people, about eight of them, boom, and they're trying to deliver me. Has anybody been there? And it actually grieves your heart. It absolutely, I'm going, what are they doing? I'm feeling the Father's heart, I'm feeling the Holy Spirit, and they're trying to get rid of things out of me, but I was right in the anointing of God. And see, God said that He's got a destiny for all of you, but the enemy's come in like a flood. And He's come in, even you have put yourself down. See, God says, call unto me and I am going to tell you amazing things. He wants us to rise up and come out of what we've been in. He wants us to go and rise higher than we've ever been before. And I just, if anybody's feeling that you've been put down, just stand. I want to break it off you today. You know, you might have stepped out in the prophetic and someone's just crushed on you. You might have wanted to be a pastor and someone's just jammed you down. You might have wanted, knowing that you're an evangelist, and someone's just shut you down. Intercessory, prophetic, whatever. And God's just, and people have come and taken you out of your calling. Because God today said to me, I'm going to put them back on track. I'm going to put them back on the calling that I have for them. So even if you, Father, I just pray, Father God, this breaks my heart. And Lord, I pray where the enemy has come, and Lord, where people have stepped out in the anointing, but Lord, they've been slam dunked down. They've been hurt so deeply. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you will just come. Jesus. Just shut your eyes and let the Lord come. And let Him see, and just see in your heart Him taking those words out of your spirit. Some were like knives, some were like darts, some were like spears. Just see the hand of God just gently pulling those things out of your spirit. And even where you've put yourself down and you've said, well, I have been hurt. I'm not going there again. And you just shut down. So lift off the words that you've said to yourself. I can't go there anymore. Lord, I just pray that you just come. I just see the Holy Spirit just moving. Thank you, Jesus. And just forgive the ones that have hurt you dearly. And Lord, I just pray that you'll come and you'll restore and you'll give back the callings and the destinies on their lives right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I break it where the enemy has come with these words, and I break every bit of witchcraft, where they've been strangulated in the spirit. And I just say, Lord, come with all your glory. Just receive as a gift. Just see the Lord giving you a gift, and it's wrapped beautifully. And He says, now undo the wrapping. Now, I want you to put that in your heart. That's a gift from me. And I want you to rise up in your destiny. And I want you to rise up again in who I've called you to be. Lord, I just pray right now that you will come and lift them up now onto higher ground. Lord, that... come up here, says the Lord. And I just pray that you'll take them up higher out of that circumstances, that, Lord, this will not come back to harass. But, Lord, you will give them a boldness. You will give them a tenacity in the spirit to go higher and further than they've ever been before. I just see the Holy Spirit just doing something quite beautiful here. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you affirm them in the Holy Ghost. Lord, they are sons and daughters. Lord, these are destined for you. You knew before they were born what they were to do. And Father, I just pray that you just anoint them. You will mantle them again. Lord, the ones that have prophesied and have been shut down, we just pray, Father, that you will mantle them again. Lord, where they've had a destiny, where they wanted to preach, where they wanted to speak, where they wanted to do things in the Spirit, where they wanted to lay hands on the sick. Lord, just restore back to them all that you've given them. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord said to me right now, he's going to give each one of you that are standing a new gift of discernment. And I want you to receive a new gift of discernment. So when words come against you, you won't say anything, but you will discern where it's come from. And you will not take it on, because you will know that you are called by God. Lord, let that gift of discernment come. Give them a new sword in the Spirit. That, Lord, they won't come under this again, but they will just say, no, Satan. I've been anointed and I'm equipped to raise the dead, heal the sick, cast out demons, heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name, I pray that over you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap. Yeah.
I hear the Lord saying that he wants you to be, those who stood, to be, make yourself vulnerable again in the Holy Spirit. Because as you're vulnerable, God can use you to speak forth. Because it's you won't be frightened if you're vulnerable with the Holy Spirit. Because he won't hurt you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. I just the story in Luke 5 and 1-12 is a story of Jesus, and he's preaching, and the multitudes come closer and closer and closer to him. And the disciples were out fishing, and they'd fished all night. And you know, sometimes we get weary by doing good, don't we? Nothing happened. All night, no fish. That would be very discouraging. And then Jesus came, and the multitudes were coming because they knew that he would heal them. They knew that the word he was speaking was life abundantly. It was words like, come up higher. This is what I'm going to teach you. And he said the disciples came and they pulled their boats in, tired and discouraged. And, you know, we've been there, haven't we? And he said to Peter, Simon Peter, I'm going to stand in the boat, push me out. So, because the crowds were just coming in. You imagine being mobbed like that. So they pushed him out. And so he preached and he spoke. I'm sure many were healed, many were delivered. Lots of things were happening. Jesus was speaking. Oh, I'd love to have been there. You know, just, oh, in the boat, in the anointing. Oh, the Holy Spirit just touching people. People being healed. And then he said in verse, well, where are we? I don't know. I haven't written down the words. But when he finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. And they did that. They caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. They called the other fishermen over. I'm just reading this, just me now. They called the other fishermen to come and help. They filled both boats so full. They were so astonished. Then Simon fell at Jesus' knees. And he said, Jesus, and Jesus said, from now on, you will fish for people. They left their boats and followed Jesus. And you know, the key to their breakthrough was they obeyed. You know, I would go most probably up your nose with a rubber hose if I'd been fishing all night. I'm sorry, some of my sayings aren't good, are they? But you imagine you were all night. I'd be as grumpy as grumpy. Absolutely. But they were obedient, and they got, the nets were so, they were breaking. The fish, just imagine that. Just one out, put the nets, I think it was in one lot, in Matthew or something, it says that actually they put it on the other side and they caught the fish. But I just felt, you know, God saying when we're obedient, he takes us higher. We're going to see new things. Things are going to happen that are miraculous in the spirit realm. And we are going to fish for soul. We are in the time of the greatest harvest. We're not seeing it, but this is what is about to happen. Val said today that, I'll just come, Val. You know, our basket.
You know, we've got names in a basket up the front there that we're praying for salvation. And a few weeks ago, I put one of my grandson's names in there. Not knowing where he stood with the Lord, he was going to church, but we never really knew where he was with Jesus. And last Sunday night at the Activate Church, he got baptized in water. And he said, I've been putting this off for about 6 months, Dana. And, you know, without those prayers, we might be waiting another 6 months. So, you know, don't stop praying. Amen. Don't stop. Keep going till you get the answer.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, isn't that amazing? And I just love the story, but Jesus is saying, hey, if you are obedient to me, as you call out to me, I will hear you. To go up higher is to abide in the secret place. And I had to say when I was just thinking, you know, remaining in the secret place. Remaining, being obedient in him. I want the miracles. I want the Lord to say, hey, just put your net out there. I mean, I won't be fishing. But, you know, just go here and this will happen. And I just believe that's where we're going to a higher place, that we're in the right place at the right time to really touch people for the kingdom of God. Isn't it so true? But to go into the secret place, to soak in his presence, that's when he tells me. He told me about these girls today. The Lord told me yesterday, as I was soaking in his presence, he said, I want to touch a row of girls. And I'm going, well, God, there has to be a row of girls that come today. Isn't that, see, God ordained this today. And in the spirit, I saw you sitting there, and God said, this is a new day for them. And then two were behind. Isn't that amazing? So, you know, and because I got seven, that's why I felt, there's two behind, you know, they come all the time. But it's like, God ordaining, and in this secret place, he's telling us things. And I love it. And he says, I will tell you things, greater things to come, the secrets of God. I had dreams when, and I came to church, and I'm going, this is my dream. And I was actually telling John David about this, and there was 50 children, and I'm going, this is amazing. And the place was chocker with people. So I thought, oh, what do I do with the children? So I stuck them in the middle, and all the adults were around, and I'm going, well, Lord, what do I speak on? What do I do? What do I do? And this is my dream. He said, go to Proverbs 3. And I said, okay. And 5 and 6. All thy ways acknowledge me, and he will direct our paths. And then it goes on to, all thy ways acknowledge, and he will direct our paths. John? Choose you this day. No. Yeah. I get it. But it was like, it was such a prophetic dream. We'll get it. But it was like, God, what are you saying here? And he's saying, get prepared, because more children are going to come in, more people are going to come in, and you've got to know what to do, and even know what to preach. And I'm just thinking, was I to bring Proverbs 3 today? But I just felt God said, no, I want to take people up higher than they've ever been before. I'm getting quite drunk up here. I can't even find Proverbs. It's before Ecclesiastes, isn't it?
This is Proverbs 3:6.
5 and 6.
5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
Our church was chocker, but the wonderful thing is, all of you came and helped me. It was like a real, we just all got in. I'm going, what do we do with 50 children? But you see, God said, come on, prepare your heart. I love it. Children see things in the spirit. Do your children, they see the angelic realm. Babies, look, little Caleb, Brody, sorry, worshipping and his little feet going, and I'm going, and then the boys with the flags, it's like they're getting into something. It's children can teach us, can't they? I just love being with children. And see, was Joshua the youngest? He was going around giving out the things to help, and I'm going, he's going to be great in this church. Have you got the bulletin? Have you got a bulletin? No, here you are. See, and as a child comes, it's amazing. And in my dream, I just saw all these little blessings. That's what they are, little blessings. And it is like God is doing something. You know, God's going to touch the King children, the McCaskill children. These children are going to get on fire. William Natasha's. Yes. Hallelujah. I'm all over the place. Sorry about this. But God is going to release his kingdom strategies. That's what I'm saying. Come up here. God will begin to impart to us the needed wisdom. I'm crying out for wisdom. I think that's what we need to cry out for, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, but the spirit of wisdom to come. I just say, God, I need wisdom, wisdom, wisdom in everything I do, everything I think. His wisdom, spirit of wisdom. How we need it, don't we, in this hour? And he wants us to have that wisdom. You know, and then the Lord said to me yesterday, he said, I'm the life giver, and I want to breathe on dry bones. And I just decree and prophesy that barren bones will come to life. Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. And I just felt, I said, God, but harvest is alive. They're all alive. He said, No. They need more. He said, they need more. You know, and let the breath of heaven come onto you, onto their dry, parched places. We get so apathetic. We get so busy. We get so doing things that we don't go into the secret place where he wants to tell us great and mighty things. You know, when God gave me that scripture for Darren, Jeremiah 3:33, it was like Darren, I'm claiming he's going to call upon the Lord and God is going to show him mighty things. We have not seen yet what God is about to do, but it's such so close away, and we have to have the breath of heaven. We need to have our lungs where, as we prophesied today, that our lungs are full of glory in his presence, that the breath of heaven will come on us, that we will get on fire of his presence, we will dream dreams, we will have visions, we will prophesy. Joel 2, that's the time we're in, where God is saying, I want to come in all my glory, I want to come and touch you. I just feel it in the atmosphere right now, where God said, I want to touch you, I want to breathe on you, I want to fill your lungs with heaven. I don't want you to have any earthly thing on you. I want you to be heavenly filled in all his glory. Whew. I preached that, God, didn't I? I felt it. I sensed it. I just feel that it's so close. And I just lift off frustration off you. I just lift off unbelief off you. I just, where things you've been, we do things all the same way. And I just pray that God just stirs us up. Oh, yes. Dennis said, come down the front today. Do something different. Bring the drums out. Bring the tambourines out. Let's bring out. You know, God is saying, hey, I want you to come alive. I want to breathe on you. I want to give you new joy. So I'm preaching with a sore knee today, but I go beyond it. I'm not letting the enemy defeat me. I'm just saying, God, come in all your glory and be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Meow. Acceleration. There's an acceleration in this hour. God said, I want you to be filled with his presence, filled with his glory. Whoa. See, he's going red. He's getting filled. Graham is just a sponge for the anointing. I love being around him because he's filled. He's not negative. He's filled. I want more, he's saying. I want more. I remember when John David Jr. was speaking and he was so filled he went out the back shaking, rattling and rolling and saying, what's happening to me? And I'm going, that's the anointing. Let's expect it. We don't want the norm, do we? Do we, Graham? See, I see the anointing just starting to fall on this one here. Just fill her, Lord. Just fill her. And let the oil come back on her hands. Well, this Marcy is one that heals bodies. You've given her. And Lord, we just pray that you mantle her afresh today. Lord, she has a battle to keep going at home. But Lord, she shines through with your glory. And Lord, we thank you that she's obedient to you. Lord, if you told her to put the net down, she would put it down because she said, yes, Lord. I want to be used in this time. Wow, thank you. You're going to see healings, Marcy, like never before. Wow. Thank you. Marcy goes around doing good all the time, doing what the Father tells her. She led her brother to the Lord. She's just a blessing. And her husband, your husband's coming in. Peter, we claim Peter now. We claim him now in Jesus' name. We pray for Peter. Lord, we pray that, Lord, he will be touched with the glory of heaven. Lord, as Marcy just moves around him, he will just feel your presence. Lord, let him be such a carrier of your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, that's getting hotter, isn't it? I just want to pray. Lord, I just pray, Father God, that this very day that you will take us higher than we've ever been before. Lord, give us that you shake us, you rattle us, you get us on right on where you want us to be, that we're desperate for your presence. See, over here they're desperate, aren't you? Are you a desperate lot for his presence? Come on, I'm desperate. See, are you envious of this lot? Are you desperate? You desperate? Yes. Come on, give me a yell. You're desperate. What about this lot? Are you desperate? Are you desperate for him? Yes. Woo. Who's more? What about this side? Are you desperate? Whoa. Yes. Look right back there. Yes. Look at them. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Let us be desperate. Thank you.